由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
It is a joy and delight for us to know that you are on the other side of the radio listening to us.
我们很开心知道你现在正正在收音机的另外一边听着我们的节目《天路导向》，我们非常开心的。
It is our prayer that God is using these messages to bless your life.
我们祈求上帝借用《天路导向》这个节目来将福气带给你。
More importantly, we pray that you become a blessing to many others.
我们也都更加重要就是祈求上帝让你成为多人的祝福。
We have been looking at a selective number of psalms.
近一段时间我们一直在看着诗篇的信息。
And today, we're going to look at Psalm 37.
我们今天呢特别就要开始看一下诗篇第37篇。
But I want to begin by asking a question.
但是在开始的时候呢，我很想问你一条问题。
Have you ever known someone whose sin seemed to go unpunished?
你有没有认识过一些人，他们犯的罪都好像没人罚他呢？
And did this make you angry?
你有没有觉得很不愤气，为什么他做这么多衰事都没人罚他的？
Did it discourage your walk with the Lord?
他会不会削弱了你和上帝同行的信心呢？
Maybe you know someone who is dishonest in his business dealings.
可能你知道有些人做生意不诚实。
And yet this person is very successful.
但是他就非常成功。
At the same time, you yourself may be experiencing financial hardship.
而同时呢，你自己就或许是身处在经济困境里面。
And you say to yourself,
你就会跟自己说了，
Honesty does not pay.
即是诚实有什么好呢？
Have you ever looked at someone who seemed to have immoral lifestyle?
你又有没有认识过一些人好像过来过去都是一些放纵的生活呢？
And yet everything seemed to be going his way?
但是又好像做什么事都不错啊。
And you look at yourself who is a moral person and a upright person?
但是反观回你自己，虽然你又正直又有仁义。
But you are suffering in some way.
但是却是遭受着苦难。
Do you ever get angry at the unfairness of it all?
你有没有为到这样的情况这么不公平你好生气呢？
Have you ever compared yourself with someone who may be less intelligent than you are?
你有没有跟那些没你那么醒的人比较呢？
Someone who may be less capable than you are.
那可能他没你那么厉害那么有能力。
Someone who is less hardworking than you are.
他又没有你那么勤力，是这么做，是这么做。
And yet that person is far more successful than you are.
但是他比你成功很多。
And you say to yourself,
跟着你就对自己说了，
I am the one who deserves success.
有没有搞错？明明应该我成功的嘛。
Well, I want to tell you something about that feeling that you have when you look at these things.
所以现在我就想跟你说一下，当你遇到这些事的时候，应该发生什么的感受呢？
If you do not deal with these feelings very quickly,
如果你不能够很快地处理好你的感受的话，
you will find yourself moving in a dangerous direction.
你会发现自己是走进去一个很危险的境地。
First, you will experience covetousness.
首先你就会经历到贪婪。
And if covetousness is left unchecked,
如果你放任你的贪婪不理它的话，
it will turn into resentment.
它就会变成苦毒。
And if resentment is allowed to flourish,
如果你任由苦毒去膨胀的话，
It will soon turn into hatred.
苦毒就会变成仇恨。
If you have ever been angry at the unfairness of life, please stay tuned to this program.
如果你曾经为到你生活很多不公平的事觉得很嬲，请你不要走开，继续听我们今天的节目。
We will begin a study from Psalm 37.
我们一起来学习圣经旧约诗篇第37篇。
Please listen carefully as we read the first 20 verses of Psalm 37.
让我们一起来看看诗篇第37篇的头20节一起。请你听我读出，如果你有圣经的话，请你翻开诗篇旧约的诗篇第37篇。这首是大卫的诗。他说不要为作恶的心怀不平，亦都不要向那些行不义的生出嫉妒，因为他们好像草一样就快被人割走，又好像青菜一样就来要枯干。你们当倚靠耶和华而行善，住在地上面，以他的信实为你们的粮食，又要以耶和华为你的快乐，他就会将你心里面所求的赐给你。当将你的事交托给耶和华，并且倚靠他，他就必定成全。他要使你的公义好像光一样发出，让你的公平光到好像正52点那样。你当默默地倚靠耶和华，用耐心去等候他，不要因为道路通达的和那些作恶的成就而心怀不平。当止息你的怒气，离弃你的愤怒，不要心里面硬是觉得不公平地以致作恶，因为作恶的必定被剪除，唯有等候耶和华的必承受地土。还有一段时间，恶人就要归于无有。你就算去看看，仔细地看看他的住处，他的住处亦都要归于无有。但是谦卑的人一定要承受地土，以丰盛的平安为乐。恶人想计仔来谋害义人，又向他咬牙切齿，主就要嘲笑这些人，因为见到他受罚的日子即将要来到了。恶人就好像弓已经上弦，刀已经出鞘，要打倒那些困苦穷乏的人，要杀害行动正直的人。他们的刀最尾一刉就会刉入自己的心，他们的弓一拉就要折断。一个义人所有的东西虽然好少，但是好过很多恶人的富足。因为恶人的棒臂必然要被折断，但是耶和华就是扶持义人。耶和华完全是知道那些完全人的日子，他们的产业必定要传到永远，他们在急难的时候必定不会羞愧，在饥荒的日子必得饱足。恶人却要灭亡，耶和华的仇敌要好像羔羊的脂油，他们要消灭，好像烟消灭一样。
David probably wrote this psalm in his old age.
各位听众朋友，我们相信呢，其实诗篇第37篇很有可能就是大卫写的时候已经老了。
He had been through a great deal in his life.
他在他的生命里面已经经历了很多的事。
He spent many years running as a fugitive from King Saul.
他曾经被扫罗王追缉，沦为逃犯，流亡了很多年。
And during that time, he probably asked himself several questions.
在那段的岁月里面，他可能都问过自己一些问题。
Why does this wicked king enjoy his life in the palace?
为什么这个恶毒的国王可以在王宫里面享受生活？
While I, David, the righteous and the faithful one, must run for my life.
而我大卫这个又正直又忠心于上帝的人就要逃亡要求生呢？
David probably reflected on all the struggles that he had in his earlier years.
大卫可能正在反省他在人生里面年轻的时候那些的挣扎。
And how God brought him so far in life.
他并且在思想上帝究竟怎样在他生命里面一步一步地带领。
As he looks back, he realizes that things do not often turn out the way they appear.
当他回头去细想的时候，他发现件事的演变不是好像表面所显示那样。
So he gives us his advice in Psalm 37.
所以就在诗篇第37篇，他向我们提出他的忠告。
And David's advice can be summarized in two words.
其实大卫的忠告呢可以归纳成为几个字。
Don't fret.
不要觉得不公平。
Don't worry about the apparent success of the wicked.
不要为到恶人表面上的成功而烦恼。
Don't waste your time feeling anxious over appearances.
不要为这些这样的表面征象而焦虑。
And he gives us four reasons why we shouldn't worry.
他给了我们四个理由让我们不要焦虑。
Reason number one,
第一个理由是什么呢?
Found in verses 1 to 3.
就是第一节去到第三节。
He said, don't worry because of what you cannot see.
他说不要为你那些看不到的东西而忧心。
Secondly,
第二样东西。
Verses 4 to 7.
第四节到第七节。
He said, don't worry because of what you have.
他说不要为你已经拥有的那些东西而忧虑。
Thirdly,
第三。
Verses 8 to 11.
第八到十一节。
He said, "Don't worry because of what is coming to you."
唔好为嗰啲即将要发生嘅嘢忧虑。
Fourthly,
第四。
Verses 12 to 20.
喺第十二到二十节。
He says, "Don't worry because there is a penalty for the wicked."
佢话使乜担心啫？嗰啲作恶嘅人迟早会俾人罚噶啦。
If you think that someone is happy because they have what you don't have.
如果你觉得有些人开心是因为你没有的东西他有
Then you are like a blind person who thinks that the world is dark 24 hours a day.
这样你就好像一个盲人这样硬是觉得哎24个钟不是又是黑蒙蒙
The truth is, the people whom you envy are not as happy as you may think.
事实上你所羡慕的那些人并不是好像你所想的那么开心。
When you scratch below the surface, they are sad, lonely, and miserable.
可能当你挖开他们的表面的时候，他们只是忧伤，只是孤独，甚至是可怜的。
So don't worry.
所以不用担心的。
Don't be envious.
不用嫉妒他的。
Because things are not as they appear.
因为事情不是好像你表面这样看的。
In fact, the words fret not are mentioned three times in the first half of the psalm.
事实上，不要心怀不平，在这篇诗的上半部分出现了三次。
In verses 1, 7, and
8. 是第一节、第七节、第八节。
David looks back with hindsight and he sees that he had wasted time worrying.
大卫翻翻转头一睇，原来佢发现佢为咗忧虑而嘥晒啲时间。
But jealousy and envy are not only directed at the wicked.
嫉妒同埋羡慕并唔系单单咁样针对恶人噶。
There are many Christians who are envious of other Christians.
好多基督徒都会嫉妒其他嘅基督徒。
My listening friend, listen very carefully.
亲爱嘅听众朋友，请你留意。
Envy and jealousy only hurt one person.
嫉妒和羡慕只会伤害一个人。
And that is the person who is doing the envying.
原来那个嫉妒的人是最被伤害的。
Envy and covetousness only devastate the person who is doing the envying.
嫉妒和贪婪只会毁灭那个嫉妒的人。
Envy destroys the envious emotionally.
嫉妒在情绪上面是打垮那个嫉妒的人就是你自己。
Envy destroys the envious mentally.
嫉妒会在精神上面压倒那个嫉妒的人。
Envy destroys the envious psychologically.
嫉妒是会在心理上面摧毁嫉妒的人。
Envy destroys the envious socially.
嫉妒会在社交方面吞噬那个嫉妒的人。
Envy destroys the envious even physically.
嫉妒甚至会在生理上面毁灭那个嫉妒者。
So don't worry because of what you cannot see.
所以其实啊，去面对仇恨或者嫉妒的时候，最惨是嬲人或者在度嫉妒其他人那个人，而不是被嫉妒那个人，因为被嫉妒那个人他根本就不知道什么事，所以你根本就不需要为到你所看不到的东西而忧心。
Secondly,
第二样嘢啦。
Don't worry because of what you have.
唔好为到你所拥有嘅嘢而忧心。
Look at verses 4-7.
让我哋一齐嚟睇下第四节去到第七节。
When worrying and envying are set in motion in a person's life,
当忧虑同埋嫉妒喺一个人嘅生命里面开始酝酿嘅时候
，intense and irrational thinking begins to take place.
偏激同埋荒谬嘅谂法就随之而来。
Discouragement and danger set in.
沮丧同埋危机就嚟临啦。
The person who is worrying becomes blind as to what he or she already has.
一个忧虑里面嘅人会对佢所拥有嘅视而不见。
What do you have in Christ?
你喺基督里面拥有啲乜嘢呢
？Blessing number one.
第一个祝福系乜嘢呢？
Is found in verse 4.
就是第四节里面可以找到的。
Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
要以耶和华为乐，他就会将你心里面所求的都赐给你。
What does it mean to delight yourself in the Lord?
要以耶和华为乐是什么意思呢？
When you delight yourself in someone, you want what that person wants.
当你以某人为乐的时候，就是说如果万峰开心，你就好开心，即系话咧，你会为我嚟设想啦。
When two people are in love, what do they do?
当两个人相爱嘅时候，佢哋会做啲乜嘢呢
？They work hard to please each other.
佢哋就会尽力取悦对方。
So when I delight myself in the Lord,
当我哋以耶和华为乐嘅时候
，I want to do what He wants to do.
上帝想你做乜，你咪做乜咯。
I want to go where he wants to go.
上帝想你去边，你咪去边咯。
I want to do what is pleasing to him.
上帝觉得开心嘅嘢，你咪做咯。
So if my desire is his desire,
所以如果上帝谂嘅嘢就系我谂嘅嘢。
If my delight is what pleases him,
如果上帝开心就我开心啦。
Then he will grant me my desire, which is his desire to begin with.
咁样上帝就会将我所渴求嘅都赐俾我，亦都系合佢嘅心意嘅。
This is a love relationship that the unbeliever cannot understand.
呢一种爱嘅关系系未信耶稣嘅人唔能够理解嘅。
Then there is a second blessing in verses 5-6.
好，跟住我哋睇下第五节同埋第六节嘅第二个祝福。
Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him and he will act.
当将你的事交托给耶和华，并且倚靠他，他就必定成全。
He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun.
他要使你的公义好像光一样发出，使你的公平好像十二点晏昼咁光。
You may be feeling that you have been passed over.
有啲时候你可能会觉得被忽略。
Yet you have something that the ungodly do not have.
但系实际上你所拥有嘅嘢，有啲嘢系未信上帝嘅人系冇噶。
What is it?
系乜嘢呢
？The judge of the whole earth is watching over you.
原来就系呢个世界嘅审判官喺度照住你。
The judge of the whole earth guarantees that you will be openly vindicated.
这个世界的审判官是可以担保你在所有人面前是无罪的。
You will be publicly exonerated.
你会获得公开的赦免。
You will be clearly justified.
你可以很明确地被人称义。
You will be generously rewarded.
你可以得着丰厚的奖赏。
You will be lavishly blessed.
你会得到丰丰满满的福气。
So don't worry because of what you can't see.
所以你不需要为那些你看不到的东西而忧虑。
Don't worry because of what you already have.
亦都唔需要为到你已经拥有嘅嘢嚟忧虑。
Thirdly, don't worry because of what is coming to you.
就系第三样嘢，你根本就唔需要为嗰啲即将要发生嘅嘢忧虑。
Look at verses 8-11.
让我哋睇下第八节到第十一节。
You will not only be vindicated and justified.
你唔单止会被宣判无罪同埋清义。
But you will inherit the earth.
你仲要承受地土。
Those whom you may be envying right now,
如果你而家有啲人你好憎嘅
，will go up like a puff of smoke.
佢最尾咪好似烟一样吹走咗。
But you will have it all.
你却会得到呢一切嘅嘢。
I know it's hard to take the long view of things.
我明噶，其实咧有一种好长远嘅睇嘢嘅目光系好难嘅。
Especially when everybody around us is focusing on this life.
特别是我们身边的人其实都专注在这一世怎样享受的时候。
It is hard for us to see beyond what is seen with our eyes.
其实我们很难看到我们视线以外的东西。
Earthly life consumes us.
这个世界的生活已经吞了我们了。
Earthly life preoccupies our lifestyle.
这个世界的生活已经占据了我们的生活方式了。
Earthly life hampers our vision.
这个世界的生活已经妨碍了我们对上帝的意象了。
Earthly life grabs our attention.
我们这个世界的生活已经吸引了我们所有的注意力了。
Earthly life at times even threatens to drown us.
有很多时候这个世界的生活甚至要将我们淹没去危及我们的生命。
But David said,
但是大卫是怎样看呢？
Everything you have ever coveted is really yours, but not yet.
所有你梦寐以求的东西将来都是你的，不过不是现在。
Everything that you have envied others for is really yours, but not yet.
所有曾经让你很羡慕其他人有的东西将来都是你的，不过不是现在。
Everything that you wished for is yours, but not yet.
所有你曾经渴望属于你的东西将来都是你的，不过不是现在。
As long as you remain meek,
你只要保持谦卑。
As long as your strength and power remain under control,
你只要控制好自己的力量。
Then the earth will be yours.
这样你必定要承受地土。
Some people think that meekness means weakness.
有些人以为谦卑代表软弱。
But that's falsehood.
但是错的。
Meekness means strength under control.
谦卑是代表力量得着控制。
Moses was called the meekest man who ever lived.
摩西被称为这个世界上面最谦和的人。
Yet he stood up to Pharaoh and demanded that he obey God.
但是他勇敢地站在法老面前，讲明我只是听上帝的。
Meekness makes you bow down before God.
谦卑是让你在上帝面前俯伏。
But it makes you stand tall before men.
但是却让你在其他人面前是昂首挺立。
Meekness makes you bend your knee to God.
谦卑让你在上帝面前屈膝。
But stand firm before men.
但是却让你在人面前站立得稳。
Meekness makes you trust God even when you are surrounded by untrustworthy people.
谦卑让你信靠上帝，即使你周围的人都不值得信赖。
The fourth thing I want to tell you very quickly is this.
第四样的重点呢，很快跟你讲一讲。
Don't worry because there is a penalty for the wicked.
不需要担心，因为那些恶人迟早会被惩罚。
Verses 12 to 20.
在第十二去到二十节里面
，Here's what David is saying.
大卫就要同我哋讲啦。
If you could only see what God sees,
如果你能够见到上帝所见到嘅嘢
，You wouldn't waste a single minute worrying and envying the apparent success of the wicked.
你就唔会因为忧虑同埋嫉妒恶人表面嘅成功而虚度片刻嘅光阴。
If you could see what God sees.
如果你见到上帝所见到的东西
Like God, you would laugh.
可能你会好似上帝一样会笑啊。
You would laugh at your own waste of energy.
你可能会笑自己，唉，做乜嘥心机啊。
You would laugh at the foolishness of the wicked.
你又会嘲笑嗰啲恶人嘅愚昧。
You would laugh at the cruel joke that Satan is playing on them and on you.
对于撒旦同大家所玩嗰种残酷嘅游戏或者嗰种残酷嘅诡计啊，你会一笑自知。
Have you ever reacted to some information that you were given?
你有冇试过根据你所得到嘅信息嚟采取对策呢？
Only to discover later that the information you were given was totally false.
但是事后却发现你得到的信息全部都是错的。
I have done that a few times myself.
我自己就试过几次了。
And that's exactly what happens when you are envious of the ungodly.
这个就是跟你嫉妒那些不敬虔的人有同样的情况。
You have the wrong information and you are overreacting to it.
你收到一个错的信息而你又反应过敏。
In fact, instead of envying the wicked, you should weep over them.
其实你根本就不需要去嫉妒那些恶人，反而你应该为他们感到悲哀啊。
Because of their dreadful end.
因为他们将要面对可怕的结局。
Because of their coming judgment.
因为他们即将要面临上帝的审判。
Because of their coming suffering.
因为他们即将要遭受苦难。
We live in a time where we confuse reality with fiction.
今日我们其实生活在一个真实和虚幻创作混淆的时代。
What you think is real and permanent, God scoffs at.
当你以为有些东西是真的，以为它是永远的，上帝就会觉得，唉，傻的你。
Because God knows that what is seen is not real.
因为上帝知道你看到的东西并不是真的。
Even if you look a little bit back to the history,
就算你只要稍稍咁样回顾一下历史
，think of people like Hitler and Stalin.
你谂下希特拉同埋史泰林呢啲人。
There was a time when they thought that they owned the world.
应该有啲时候佢哋会以为自己曾经拥有全世界。
But where are they now?
但系而家佢哋究竟喺边呢
？They are no more.
佢哋。冇啦，佢哋可能只系喺坟墓里面，佢哋留翻喺世界，可能只系一个墓碑。
All the wicked that seem to be prosperous and powerful now, soon they will be no more.
今日我哋知道所有曾经显赫或者权倾一时嘅恶人，好快佢哋就会归于无有。
So look up to the Lord.
所以我哋要仰望我哋嘅上主。
And be encouraged.
从上主嗰度，我哋能够得着佢嘅激励。
Until next time, we wish you God's richest blessing.
喺度愿上帝大大赐福俾你。如果你愿意同我哋联络，同我哋分享嘅话，都欢迎你写信嚟到俾我哋，同我哋分享你嘅体会，分享你嘅心得。如果你曾经有嫉妒过边个嘅话，希望你同我哋分享，并且最重要。你饶恕他，如果他是得罪过你，饶恕他，因为上帝让我们看到什么才是真正的永恒，什么是真正的真实。愿上帝赐福给你，下次天路导向的时间再会。